Hi everyone and welcome to Take 10 for Turner number 614. I hope you all are well. Any questions, comments, suggestions, recommendations, sponsorships, please email me at rabbiismach@take10fortorah.org. So today I wanted to discuss the third bracha of Shmona Esrei, the bracha of Atah Kadosh. Atah Kadosh is probably, I believe, the shortest bracha that exists in all of the Shmona Esrei. And one of the interesting things about this very small bracha, and by the way, there are some extra words that Nusach Svard has that make it perhaps equal to some of the other ones, but Nusach Ashkenaz, for sure, it's the smallest bracha. But while it's the smallest bracha, I believe it might be the most esoteric bracha, and that probably is on purpose. And so let's take a look at the bracha, what it means, and see what we can cover in 10 minutes. So the bracha says, Atah Kadosh v'Shimcha Kadosh. You are holy. Mishimcha Kadosh, and your name is Holy Kadoshim, and holy things, holy beings, holy people, perhaps, b'chol yom, every single day, Yehalelucha, Selah, praise your name. So holy beings praise you every single day. You're Kadosh, your name is Kadosh, and holy people are busy praying to you. Okay? Baruch atah Hashem, Hakel HaKadosh, and of course, during the Aser Simei Tshuva, we add HaMelech HaKadosh, this idea of Malchus. So what's going on with this bracha? What's this bracha about? We know that this bracha is the third of the first three brachos, which are focused on Shevach, focused on praise, as we discussed before. The idea of praise is that we know who we are speaking to before we get busy with the requests that we inevitably have when we come to God in prayer. So the first bracha was Avos, and then was Gevuros, and here we are with the bracha that is referred to as Kedushas Hashem, Kedusha, holiness. So what is this bracha about? So just let's go through the words first. So Atah Kadosh, you are holy. What does holy mean? So we know holiness is something which comes up in the Torah itself. Famous pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim. Daber el kol adas bnei Yisrael v'yamarta alehem kedoshim to you. We are supposed to be holy. We are supposed to be kadosh. Ki kadosh ani Hashem elokeichem. Because God is holy. We're supposed to be holy because God is holy. Mahu af ata. The same way He is holy, we are meant to be holy. The question is, what exactly does that mean? What is that asking us to do? Rashi very famously says that Kedoshim Tiyu means Havi Prushim Minho Arayos Minho Avera. Kedusha means to be separate. Specifically, Rashi understands that Kedusha means to be separate from issues relating to sexual sin, sexual immorality, and those types of areas. He says, Shekal Malkom Shatamotze, Geder Erva Tamotze Kedusha. When a person finds a fence which keeps us away from such inappropriate experiences and relationships, we find the idea of Kedusha, or we find like a zona is called a Kedesha, and that's how we understand this idea of Kedusha. Now, clearly, God is not that. I mean, God is not subject to physical sensual desires, so that can't be what Kedusha means when it refers to God, but our Kedusha is separation from that. God's Kedusha, it seems, is separation from something else. The Ramban understands Kedoshim Tiyu somewhat differently than Rashi, and this is well known. Ramban says, Ein ha-prishus azul lefrosh min arayos kedir herav. It's not like Rashi said specifically to separate from sexual sins. Rather, it's precious, it's separation indeed, but it's separation from things that the Torah even permits. It lekadesh osam bimutar lachem, to make ourselves holy even within what is permitted, to not take advantage of even what is permitted if it will create a lifestyle which is inappropriate. He talks about the idea of Nevel Rishos HaTorah, that we're not supposed to go overboard when it comes to pleasures, even if they are permitted. So again, the Ramban also understands separation, and the idea of separation here is important. The Atah Kadosh, you are holy. In the same way we said in Vayikra, we should be Kadoshim Tihiyu because God is holy. The idea is to be separate, to be muvdal, to be different than what is around you, to keep yourself away, perhaps, from the things that you might otherwise indulge in. That's Rashi and the Ramban. So what does it mean to God as being separate, being different? So God, of course, is different in a separate or different kind of way. How so? God is unknowable. God is extremely different in that God lives on a, or so to speak, everything is so to speak when it comes to God by definition. That's very different than humans. We don't really have the words. There's an ineffability to God where we're really deeply unable to experience and to express what God is. And in that way, God is separate. And as a matter of fact, the Ran understands that that's exactly why this esoteric bracha is here. We're talking about God's holiness, specifically God's separation from man, how God is way beyond what we might want to describe him as. The Ran says as follows in Drush Chi. He says, he quotes the Kuzari as well, we just finished saying in the second bracha that God brings the rain, he's the meteorologist, the Rofi Cholim, and he's the one who heals the sick, Umatir Asurim, and he frees those who are in captivity. So I might think that God is a super big buddy who lives on this world with me. He takes care of the weather. He's sort of my manager of all of the things that I need, which of course we believe that God is involved in the world. But at his essence, God is not necessarily knowable. God is not Gashmi. God is not physical. So therefore, to remind ourselves before we get into the area of brachos where we deal with God specifically about our issues, we remind ourselves about the esoteric nature of God. Anu omrim yisashim heyoshu, Paul calls that, even though God is able to do all of these things, hu nivdal umeromim mikol davar mimasiga hagashmas, God is ultimately a separate being which is higher than all. And so we bring God down to this world, perhaps with the first and second bracha of Shemona Esrei, but then we remind ourselves in this process of Kedusha, and the Kedusha, which we insert into the Shemona Esrei in the repetition, is also extremely esoteric, and it talks about angels. It's as if to remind us that the being that we're talking about isn't just a big buddy who is there to assist us, that also, but at God's core, if those words could even be said, God is expressed as something which is really, really fundamentally different than any of our experiences. The words themselves, Atakadosh, Shemcha Kadosh, what is it referred to when it refers to his name? So it usually refers to, when we talk about God's names in general, it's referring to Kedusha as a... The name, how God expresses himself in the world, is Kadosh. It also, in a way, is unknowable. Even though we're trying to describe a particular interaction that God has with the world, Shimcha Kadosh, that name itself is also Kadosh. As the Ran said, if the way God expresses himself in the world, still God is unknowable. So Shimcha Kadosh is a nice way of expressing that. Ukdoshim b'chol yom yahalucha sala, and the holy praise you. Maybe that's the neshama, maybe that's Klal Yisrael, maybe that's angels every day praise you. It's consistent. It's throughout. Interestingly, the Sfas Emes understands Shimcha actually refers to Torah. It's a message over here that Shimcha Kadosh, the Torah is holy, which is why we keep the Torah away from things that it shouldn't go into dirty places, and we shouldn't be thinking about God and Torah in places which are a contradiction to Kedusha. I want to close with ideas that are brought in the Shibbol Yalek and another Rishonim, who discuss the first three brachos as corresponding to Avraham and Yitzhak and Yaakov. So the Shibbol Yalek tells us that all the brachos in Shemona Esrei correspond to historical events. We've mentioned this before, and the malachim responding, the angels responding to things that happen throughout the Torah story. And so it talks about how Avraham was saved from the Kivshan Ha'esh, from the fiery furnace, and therefore they said Baruch Hashem again Avraham. Wow, blesses God, the shield of Avraham. Yitzchak was either killed at the Akedah or brought back from near death at the Akedah, and so they said Baruch Hashem Mechayi Hameisim, God brought Yitzchak back. Ukshba Yaakov Avinu Upaga Mashari Shemaim, he says, and when Yaakov comes and he comes to the gates of heaven, he has this dream. Malachim, there's a Sula Musav Arza, and Virosho Magia Shemaima, the ladder is atop, and it somehow reaches the heavens, and it's right at the threshold over there, and the angels are going up and down. So he says, Vehikdish Shemosh Al Kadosh Baruch Hu Miyan Pischa Malachi Asharis Baomru Baruch Hato Hashem Hakel Hakadosh. There's something about Yaakov in his view of that dream that he has, where it's almost as if the Shibbol HaLeket is saying that here Yaakov has an experience of what it means to go into Shemaim, what it means to encounter God, even in a more intimate way than prophecy, which his grandfather for sure had, which he had, which Yitzchak had. It was an experience which was even more separate, more kadosh, more revealing of what God's nature is. The Avodraham also understands that this corresponds to Yaakov. He specifically says it's because lo yetzim imenu zera pasal, the fact that his kids were all good, and unlike Avraham and Yitzchak, who one of their children were not exactly following in his direction, the fact that he was kadosh, his mitaso shlema, you know, all of the children that he had, that represents his kedusha and therefore corresponds to this bracha. And that's it for now. Have a great day.